Interestingly, one of the biggest gripes I hear from editors has nothing to do with spelling or grammar or usage or even content. It has to do with how many spaces to use after a sentence. And every editor I've ever met is of the same mind, which a writer named Farhad Manju summed up rather emphatically in a 2011 Slate.com piece. Here's what he wrote. Over Thanksgiving dinner last year, I asked people what they considered to be the correct number of spaces between sentences. The diners included doctors, computer programmers, and other highly accomplished professionals. Everyone said it was proper to use two spaces. Manju, who works in the business, disagreed pretty strongly. Here's what he said. Typing two spaces after a period is totally, completely, utterly, and inarguably wrong. Now, as someone who works in publishing, I feel pretty much the same way. And, though academic writers have a little more leeway, and we'll get to that in a minute, too many people are stuck in the past on this matter. Back in the days of office typing pools, you were supposed to double space after every sentence. This made sense at the time. Old typewriters printed in something called monospace, a system that gave the same amount of space for every character, be it a tiny period or a capital W. In this technology, double spacing after every sentence helped each paragraph look like a collection of individual sentences instead of one big run-together blob. But those days are gone. With word processing, there's no reason to double space after sentences. The major editing styles call for just a single space to separate each sentence. The only exception is the Modern Language Association, which a lot of schools require for term papers and the like. MLA allows for double spacing after each sentence, but it also allows for single spacing. Spacing around ellipses is a little more cut and dried. Professional publishing, as well as basic punctuation rules, require a space on either side of the ellipsis. That is, a space on either side of those three dots. For example, ask, space, period, 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 space, what you can do for your country. If you take those spaces out, you get an ugly, amateurish look. When the text before the ellipsis forms a complete sentence, end that sentence with a terminal punctuation mark like a period, then insert a space, then begin the three dots that form the ellipsis. This gives you four dots in a row, and though the first dot is separated from the final three by the space you inserted, a lot of word processors make the dots appear equally spaced. But as long as you typed that space, you're safe. We cannot walk alone, period, space, period, 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 space. We cannot turn back. Around dashes, spacing can go either way, depending on what style you're following. When a dash is used in a sentence, usually indicating either an abrupt change in sentence structure or setting off parenthetical information, AP style calls for spaces around the dash. This day, space, dash, space, a day we have long awaited, space, dash, space, will be a great day. But the Chicago Manual of Style says not to use spaces around that dash. But these rules only apply when you're using dashes as sentence punctuation. When you're using dashes or even hyphens in less formal ways, for example in date ranges or time spans or lists or tables, no clear rules apply. As for spacing between initials, when you're writing about a person who uses initials in place of a first name, styles disagree. New style prefers no spaces, so the name W.E.B. Du Bois would have no spaces after the first two letters. But book publishing would put spaces here. W period space, E period space, B period space Dubois. So with initials and dashes, you can often make your own spacing choices. But remember that around ellipses, spaces are best, and after a sentence, just one space is best.